Grace and peace unto you, my children. From God our Father, God, we thank you for just another day. We just thank you. We thank you for just being alive. We welcome you, God, to this midweek Power Nugget. We often welcome one another. We often welcome those that are with us for the first time. But God, we welcome you. We welcome you for being here with us. God, just like Moses, we don't want to go any place that you are not. We don't want to waste our time with things that you are not a part of. So God, we welcome you. We welcome you to be here with us. We welcome you to abide with us. We welcome you to speak to us. We welcome you today. We thank you for allowing us to be a part of this moment. We thank you for allowing us to just be alive. It's not because we have plans today. It's not because we slept well. It's not because we have great security on our homes. It's not because our alarm clocks or our phones or whatever woke us up. It's not because we exercise well and kept ourselves in good health. It's not because of any of those things. It is simply because you have allowed us to still be in existence. You have allowed us to still be a part of your plan. You have allowed us that in spite of what we've dealt with, in spite of what we're dealing with, in spite of what we're going through, to make it, to survive it. We thank you. We thank you for even in our missteps, even in us not regarding you, even in us not always getting it right, you haven't held that against us, and you have not said, you know what, if they can't get it right, forget it. You did it once. You did it once with the flood, and you said, I'll never do it again. And God, you have held true to your word, and we are grateful. We thank you today, God, for just giving us another opportunity to get it right. And we thank you for your word, because your word helps us get it right. We thank you for your spirit, because your spirit within us helps us get it right. We thank you for your son, Jesus, who died on the cross for us for the times we didn't get it right. We just thank you. And so then, God, we thank you for this moment. We thank you for this power nugget. We thank you for this pause in our week, to be able to hear from you, knowing that it's not the only time that we've heard from you, God. We've heard from you when we've taken out time for our devotionals during the week and during the times that we've taken time to pause and to talk to you and to recognize you and to get guidance from you. So this is not the only time, but this is a time that you set forth for us to come together as family, as a group, to hear from you. God, we know you will not disappoint. We know that you have a word for us that will help us get to our next. So then, God, as we listen to your word, we again thank you for your word. God, open up sleepy ears. Help us to shake sleep off of us, that we might be able to hear intently. God, that we might be able to absorb what you're saying to us today. And God, more than anything, that we might not be hearers only, but God, that we might be doers. Because God, there are too many hearers of your word, but not enough of us that apply your word. So God, help us to apply your word on today. God, that we might be forever changed because of your word. God, thank you for these that have come on, things that are, these that have taken of their preparation time, their sleep, their slumber. God, some that are even at work already. God, to be able to hear what you have to say. God, we give you reverence. We give you glory. God, we do give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. As I've welcomed God here, I do want to welcome you as well to the Midweek Power Nugget, where I believe God has a word for us on today to help us to move forward, to help us to shake off slothfulness, and to help us to grow deeper and stronger in Him. Today we go to 1 John, the 4th chapter. We start at the first verse, 1 John 4, starting at verse 1. From the New American Standard Bible, it reads as follows: Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, of which you have heard that it is coming, and now it is already in the world. You are from God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world. They are from the world, therefore they speak as from the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. He who knows God listens to us. He who is not from God does not listen to us. By this, we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Notice with me again verse 4 of 1 John 4. It says, you are from God, little children, and have overcome them, meaning those spirits that are in the world. It says this, because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. And the word is blessed. On this morning, I have a word of, it's a word of encouragement, but it's also a word, I guess you could call it a word of rebuke to some degree. You're sitting there saying, how is this the power nugget? We're supposed to be getting power and not rebuke. But sometimes when you get rebuke, it releases power. So this morning, from the scripture that I read from 1 John 4, 1 through 6, I want to say to you that you know better. You know better. You know when someone says that to you, it means that you don't have to fall for the okey-doke. You know better. You all, the objective is clear here. As believers, there is no excuse for falling into temptations and the enticements of the world, because the Spirit of God lives in us. It's guiding us into all truth, and it's helping us to discern right from wrong. You all, we already know that the world around us is filled with voices, ideas, temptations that are constantly trying to pull us away from God's truth. And in this passage, John warns us to not believe every spirit, but to test them to see if they are from God. Well, I mean, it should be understood, but the reason why this is important is because there are many false prophets. There are many deceivers that are out there, even when it comes to those that are behind the pulpit, those that say that they are from God, because their aim is to lead us astray. But as believers, we are not left to our own devices. We have the Holy Ghost living within us, guiding us, empowering us, as the Word of God says in verse 6, what we just read, to discern truth from error. And you all, verse 6 is a powerful reminder of who we are and the authority that we have as the children of God. It says we're from God, And greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. You all, this scripture, this verse here assures us that the Holy Ghost living in us is far greater than any influence, far greater than any temptation that the world can offer. Certainly, certainly life will happen. What do we say? Life be life in. And there are times that things happen that cause us to not necessarily handle life the way God would intend for us to. And you all, the enemy will take those things and try and deceive us, tempt us, entice us with the things of the world, like anger, like envy, like disappointment. But you all, we have a powerful ally, a powerful partner living in us, and it is the Spirit of the living God. You all, that's why Romans 8 and 9 tells us that we aren't in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. You all, if the Spirit of God dwells in us, we are empowered to resist the pull of the flesh and the pull of the world. We can confidently say, I know better. Because the Spirit of God teaches us and guides us into all truth. You all, I know. We've heard people say, and some of us might have said ourselves, I didn't know any better, as an excuse for falling into sin or being led astray. But for those of us who are in Jesus, we can't use this excuse. Again, that's why verse 6 says, we are from God. He who knows God listens to us. Who is not from God does not listen to us. Watch this. By this we know the Spirit of truth and the Spirit of error. The Holy Ghost within us enables us, you all, to know the difference between truth and error. The Holy Ghost convicts us when we are wrong and guides us towards righteousness. So when we fall into temptation or follow the ways of the world, it's not because we didn't know any better. It's often because we just chose to ignore the prompting, the convicting of the Spirit within us. You all, we are called to live with discernment. We are called to test the spirits. We are called to make choices that honor God. So what does this mean? It means, you all, that we've got to remain vigilant. We can't be sleeping. We cannot fall asleep. We cannot be not aware of the influences around us. We cannot keep falling for the same okie doke. Listen, the same thing that tripped you up last year should not be tripping you up today. Matter of fact, we are at the end of August. We are almost at September. What tripped you up at the beginning of this year should not be tripping you up now. Your emotions should not have you falling for the same stuff that you fell for earlier this year, last year, 3 years ago. Matter of fact, you shouldn't be falling for the same stuff you fell for last month if you're growing in God. If you're still falling for the same deception of the world, you got to check and see if you're really allowing the Spirit to lead and guide you. If your desire is to still have friends and you're still doing what your friends want you to do, other than what God wants you to do, you might want to check and see if you're being led of the Spirit. If you're still, you know, having major attitude on your job and not honoring God as your boss on your job, then yeah, you might want to check and see if the Spirit is living within you. If you're still causing confusion within your family, you might want to check to see if the Spirit is living within you. You all, we must actively listen to the voice of the Holy Ghost and follow his guidance. So let me give you some quick steps on how to live out this truth. Number one, you all, as always, we've got to use the Word of God as our anchor. We've got to stay rooted in His Word. When we study and meditate on Scripture, then we've got that foundation to recognize truth from falsehood. We've got to be led of the Spirit. We've got to make it a daily practice to follow the guidance of the Holy Ghost in everything. And finally, you all, we've got to surround ourselves with godly influences. We've got to seek fellowship with other believers who are also committed to following God's truth. You all, are there areas that you're still making excuses for falling for the okey-doke? Have you been ignoring the Holy Ghost talking to you? It's time for you to stop making excuses. Why? Because you know better. Let's pray. Gracious Father and God, we thank you. We thank you for your word today. We thank you, God, for your word reminding us that we really do know better because your Spirit lives within us. Help us to listen to your Spirit. Help us to be discerning between truth and error. And God, let us always lean towards truth and your righteousness. Be with us as we go about our day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazingly God bless day in Jesus' name.